You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Devina Sengupta and Krishn Yadav. On the 8th of July, a Supreme Court bench will hear petitions challenging alleged irregularities in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEETUG. With the future of 2.4 million medical students at stake, let's take a look at how things could be improved. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What went wrong with the tests? The NEET UG tests students on physics, biology and chemistry. This year, the tests took place on the 5th of May in 4,750 centers across 571 cities in India and 14 cities outside the country. Students, coaching centers, teachers and parents have alleged several irregularities. They include paper leaks, delays in some exam centers, grace marks given to some students and unbelievably high scores. 67 of them scored 720 marks, the highest possible in the nationwide entrance examination. Many students and parents want the tests to be scrapped and are demanding a retest. The government has so far refused to order a retest. What cases will the Supreme Court hear? The Supreme Court will hear around 24 petitions calling for fresh examinations due to alleged paper leaks and discrepancies in the OMR sheets. Some petitions have sought an investigation by the CBI and the AD into the examination process. Additionally, there are calls for an independent committee to probe the irregularities. Notable petitioners include Alec Pandey, founder of the edtech firm PhysicsWala, and student groups like the Students Islamic Organization of India. How has the government reacted so far? It has annulled grace marks awarded to 1,563 students and conducted a retest for them. A committee has been established to improve the structure, processes, data management and security protocols of the National Testing Agency. NTA Director Subodh Kumar Singh has been sacked. A new law has been notified to prevent unfair practices in public examinations. Are entrance tests prone to leaks? Yes. Cybersecurity experts warn that breaches can occur at any stage, from the preparation and printing of question papers to their distribution to exam centers. Such breaches can lead to extortion attempts or exam delays. In June, the government cancelled the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, after question papers surfaced on the darknet. The UGC NET determines eligibility for assistant professor positions and junior research fellowships in universities. What lessons can be drawn from the fiasco? Education experts advocate greater transparency in awarding grace marks for exam delays and call for tighter supervisory controls over the entire supply chain of test materials, from printing to distribution. They also stress the need for better training of invigilators to detect malpractice at exam centers. The NTA is expected to collaborate more closely with the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team to monitor the darknet and counter sophisticated hacking attempts. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.